At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Denton County Commissioners today will vote on whether to establish a committee to discuss and consider action on a Confederate soldier memorial. Dedicated in 1918, the memorial sits outside the Denton County Courthouse. It's both a federal and state landmark, so the Texas Historical Commission would have to approve any changes. Violent crime rose nationwide between 2015 and last year. The FBI's latest report says during that time, violent crime increased in Fort Worth about 3% and nearly 10% in Dallas. Experts say it's too soon, though, to determine if that's a trend. Property crime decreased slightly in Dallas, but rose in Fort Worth. The city of Dallas is seeking input from residents on a new cultural plan. It will function as a sort of policy guide for the Office of Cultural Affairs. The plan will dictate how the city moves forward with endeavors such as funding for arts organizations or adding public art to neighborhoods. Animator Samantha Navarro was among more than 200 people who showed up last night at the Dallas Museum of Art. She wishes the city had more maker spaces.
Right now, I feel like there aren't a lot of places for me to set up a studio. Just affordable places where there's a kiln for ceramic artists and there's a wood shop for sculptors.
Navarro also wants the city to fund arts projects with substantial grants. There are three more kickoff events this week seeking public input. There's also an online survey. Visit artandseek.org for more information. A few years ago, a handful of dads in Cedar Hill wanted to help some schools and their students. Didn't take long before the group grew to about 1,300 fathers serving every school in the district. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, Bill Zeeble has more about the group called All Pro Dads.
Good morning.
James Lyons and Doyle Franklin are welcoming students to Cedar Hill's Collegiate Academy and High School. Nearly every morning, says Lyons, an all-pro dad or two are here to greet them.
Rain, shine, snow, doesn't matter, cold weather. I started doing that, helping the kids get out.
Doyle Franklin explains why.
Support for the children, be a somewhat of a father figure to some of the kids that don't have a father figure, and you know, try to make the kids have a better day.
This greeting ritual happens at every school in the district.
That is, by the way, the heartbeat or the mainstay of what we do.
John Mays heads up Cedar Hill's All-Pro Dads. It's an offshoot of a Florida group that's been around for 20 years. In 2014, some Cedar Hill dads got together to try and help the schools. Mays saw the potential, jumped in, and helped grow the group from a handful to more than 1,000. He says he's not trying to change these fathers. They're already good dads. But he believes by working together, the group can deliver more.
Overall, these dads have a single focus, and that is to be the best dad that they can be.
It was an easy sell to Charles C.T. Wells, retired from the military. He got so into All-Pro Dads, he's now the group's vice president.
We do mentoring, we read to them, we're in the cafeteria. You know, we're not trying to replace parents or fathers, and we're there to assist wherever, you know, they feel there's a need.
The needs are many. The group helps with Christmas toy and winter clothing drives. They sponsor breakfasts at school for dads and their kids. They even offer crowd control at big events. All-Pro Dad says the biggest need in Cedar Hill, being a positive male role model. They say there are a lot of homes without a dad. That's what All-Pro Dad Vernon Folks found out.
There's a kid that was in my daughter's class. He had another friend that was also a friend of my daughter's. He texted her and told her, hey, he was going to commit suicide. We're talking fourth grade. Single parent, I was able to go in and talk to the kid. He's doing well now. But to hear a fourth grader, you know, want to commit suicide, you don't think things like that happen.
Christopher Jones is a single dad, a Cedar Hill phys ed teacher, and a dad's club member.
There's a saying that it takes a village to raise a child. When they have a father figure, it helps them stay out of trouble. It's very important because we do not want our children to be statistics. You know, we don't want them to end up in jail. So when they say have a positive role model, they have, sometimes we can help sway them to do the right thing.
Greg Porter loves that village metaphor because he oversees it. The father of four and all-pro dad is Cedar Hill's city manager. He calls the group this city's secret weapon.
That time of taking my child to that school and then interacting with those other kids, it is almost always the best part of my day. it sort of anchors me in my other responsibilities in life. It reminds you, you know, why you're here, but also what the great gifts our children really are.
And those kids, what's their take on these dads greeting them at school in the morning?
Yeah, it really does. It really does help people's day.
Because it's so family involved, these all-pro dads are really helping out with everything. We're all like one big community, and without their help, many events couldn't have been done.
Heba Qureshi and Pastor Lobo are Cedar Hill Collegiate Academy juniors. By design, they're the organization's beneficiaries. But many dads, including C.T. Wells, say they're the real beneficiaries.
What's so much rewarding is when you're out and about and you hear the kids say, he's an all-pro dad. That goes a long, long way.
City Manager Greg Porter says he sees the same thing. Students saying hi to dads around town because they've seen them at school in the morning. He says all-pro dads brings people together. And in his experience, that always means good things happen. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
And finally, the Dallas Cowboys took a knee before the national anthem at last night's game against Arizona. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has repeatedly said the American flag should be respected, but he and coach Jason Garrett took a knee with the rest of the team. The move was explained as, quote, a statement of equality and representation of unity, but the Cowboys wanted to keep that message separate from the national anthem. President Trump recently has criticized national anthem protests by NFL players. Both the Cowboys and the Cardinals stood during the anthem. The Cowboys won 28-17. And forecast, 20% chance of rain through tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies over that time. A high near 88 expected today. Temperatures near 74 overnight. Tomorrow's high up to around 87. It's 77 degrees in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth, 70 in Wichita Falls, and 71 degrees in Tyler.